We are continue in Parashat Aduma, Parashat Chukat. We are on page Tet, verse 26. Ra'aya Me'emana, the trustable shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu is the trustable shepherd. That means that he is the Ro'e. He lead Am Yisrael in the desert. We are in the desert today. That means the desert is everywhere. It doesn't mean that we are need to be in a physical desert. The desert starts with the spirituality of our life. Asur lacharosh b'shabbat harisha shel shor. You're not allowed to plow in Shabbos. The plowing of the bull. Okay. Shenemar al gabay harshu chorshim, that on my back the people come and they plow. That's King David said. Shechina tachtona, that means that he was the Shechina below the Malchut. Dainu Malchut, Shei Parah Aduma Mitzad Gvura, that means that's the red heifer from the side of the judgment of the Gvura. Vidmima Mitzad Chesed, that she is very simple from the side of the Chesed, she have nothing. Shehu Madrigat Avraham, that this is the quality, the level of Abraham. שנאמר בו, יתהלך לפניי ויהיה תמים, walk in the front of me and be simple. אשר אין במום, that you have no blemish in her. ואם מצד עמוד האמצעי, that's from the main part, the main column, שהוא זעיר אנפין המייחד, שמאל וימין שלה, that means that זעיר אנפין, that connecting left and right of her together. Asher lo ala aleha ol, that he doesn't have any yoke on her. Shehi mitzad shechina elyona, that means this lady is from the side of the shechina from above. Shehi chirut, that this is what they call charut al aluchot, that engrave on the tablet, that means that's a freedom from the heart of the person. The hainu bina, that means that's the highest level that we receive from bina. מקום שהיא, במקום שהיא שולטת, in the place that she is ruling and controlling. דהיינו, המלכות הכלולה מכל הנעל, והעזר הקרב יומן, that means the מלכות that includes me from everything, and anybody stranger that has come closer will die. אין רשות לסיטרה אחרא לשלוט, that doesn't give anything, any strength to the other side to rule anything there. And not from the Satan, ולא משחי, that means no destroyer, and not the Satan is there. ולא מלאך המוות, and not even the angel of death. שהם מצד הגיהנום, that they are from the left side from hell. ועל כן, רם, וזה עוד דרך אחר, ממה שפירש הזוהר לאי. That means that's another way, whatever is the Zohar explained already. We're talking about that the person no they're talking about the person. King David said that he was the Malchut, that on him they come to plow. Anything from the other side come to hurt King David, that he was the Malchut. And they said that the red heifer need to be complete as a whole. And this is what they call it, the level of Abraham. What does it mean? What is to do King David, level of Abraham? And he telling him, "Italech lefanai ve'etamim, walk in the front of me and be simple." So many things happening in one step. It's like, and they said that they have no blemish on her. So be a tamim, be a simple. You have ishtam, Yoshevu Alim. Yaakov was ishtam, a simple man, sitting by the tent, by the Shechina. And it's written by Noach, ish tamim, like Abraham, italech lefanai v'yetamim, walk in the front of me and be simple. What is the difference between tam and tamim? Tam is the male, tamim is female. Tamim is the receiver, and tam is a giver. Yaakov was a giver in the universe. What we're talking about here, that David HaMelech said, "I am a receiver." King David, Abraham Avinu was a receiver. Either that you are from the side of the Gvura, or either you are from the side of the Chesed, you are a receiver.
Why do you say what? Abraham is a receiver? Chesed is a giver,
no? We're only talking about God. King David survived thanks to Hashem. Everybody was there to destroy him. Abraham Avinu survived thanks to Hashem. Everybody was there to destroy him. They threw him to the fire, they stoned him, they wanted to kill him. Anybody that was in the universe wanted to kill Abraham. Why they call him the Ivri? The Ivri, that he was from the other side. Everybody, all the universe was in one side and he was in the other side. So he's saying, a person can survive like this only asher en bamum, that is no blemish there. If you have a blemish, you cannot survive this. God saved Abraham because he was pure. God saved King David because he was pure. So he's saying, that the Zeir Anpin is taking and making a peace between left and right. A male, they say in the Shir HaShirim, "Smolo mitachat leroshi ve'imino techapkeni." His left is below my head, behind my head, and his right gonna cover, gonna protect me, gonna hug me. That means when a person unite, when he wanted to be a Zeir Anpin Mashpia, when he wanted to be a giver, to be a giver only from the side of the Shechina from above. Shehi Chirut, that's freedom. That means we know that to give to the Malchut is only you connected with the Yesod. But for to be able to be Mashpia without any yoke, you need to do it in the Kava Emtzai. The Kava Emtzai is a Tiferet. Chesed Gvura Tiferet. That means that you need to rise this Yesod to the level of Tiferet, of the royalty, for to be able to give purity. Dehainu, that he need to be from the side of the Shechina from above. That everything need to be Lashem Shamayim. Shehi Chirut, that this is freedom. When a person gives and he gives purity, he elevates everything Lashem Shamayim. This is freedom from the other sides that they cannot get in the middle when the relationship taking place. The Hainu Bina, that means that's the Bina that connect to the Chochma, constantly shine. In the place that the Bina, if your person rise up and he make this relation that unite with his wife, and all his attention is just to be in a purity for Leshem Shamayim, where his Bina is there, דהיינו המלכות הכלולה מכל, that means the מלכות that receiving, she receiving straight from the level of Bina, והלב מבין, the heart is understand, that means it's not that you fall into physicality, you raise physicality to spirituality. Instead of to do the unity between a husband and wife, you do it like you do it for spirituality level. Then it's written, ועזר הקרב יומת. Anybody else that come close getting wiped out. ואין רשות לסדרה אחר לשלוט. And the other side cannot rule anything. Because he have no place there. Because it's only for לשם שמיים.
Right.
Any questions? One second. And not the Satan, and not the Mashchit, and not the Destroyer. Not the Satan, not the Destroyer. ולא מלאך המוות. And not even the angel of death. That means that this child that's going to come from that, it will be nothing harm him. It will be all pure. שהם מצד הגיהנום, the doors all from the other side. And this is what they say, ראיה מהמנה. And this is what he comes to explain, the other way, the way it's sustained from the Zohar, the way the Zohar explained before. Yes?
Can you bring down to our level what it means, L'shem Shemayim? I mean, it's hard to even like eat a piece of cake on Shabbos, L'shem Shemayim.
Okay.
So how do we, what does that mean, L'shem Shemayim? What's the makshav, what's the proper makshav in your opinion?
Baruch Hashem, they did not tell us how to do L'shem Shemayim, but they can explain it to us how not to fall to the level.
Swamara?
How you going to be able to stay away from the bad. So they said that a person need to stay away from 9 different attributes. That we spoke about, that Rabbi Levi said,
right. That
the children that come from this relation, the children of hate, children of anger, children of nidui, children of, that they are not modest, all these children, that 9 different attributes that we discussed in a different class, that Rabbi Levi said that if you want to have the right children, you need to stay away from all this negativity. By doing this sumera, you basically stand only in the good. The Torah cannot tell you on which level you're going to be for to be able to connect the machshava with the maaseh. You accept Shabbos. How you accept Shabbos? All the week been blessed from Shabbos. It's written, Al ken berech Hashem et yom ha-shabbat ha-kadeshehu. God bless the Shabbos and make the Shabbos holy. So a person come to me and say, how am I going to keep Shabbos? I want to get Kedusha, I want to get the blessing, I want to be holy. The question is, how much you prepare to accept Shabbos? The same thing, how much you prepare to accept your wife? And according to your preparation, that's exactly what the unity will take place. How much you invest in your wife? How much you invest in Shabbos? Some people think that they are coming to Shabbos, they just bought a bottle of wine and it's enough for them. Some people work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday just to come to Shabbos. And they spend the money, the time, the energy, it's all to go to sustain Shabbos. So when they come to Shabbos, they are all prepared. The same thing with the coming with the wife. We spoke about that the husband is the only reason that he's getting married with the hall, with the music, with the band, with Geschäft, with all this thing, it's only to make his wife happy. And if the husband live his life that it's only his attention to make his wife happy, is no such a thing that he cannot do L'shem Shamayim. Because the only reason that he want to make his wife happy, because he understands that she is a daughter of God. And she presents the Shekhinah at home. And all the wealth and all the beautiful things in the universe going to come from her. Children, parnasa, light, everything come from her. And if you understand that, he will treat her very nice. A person need to know when he's standing in front of his wife that what he see is only a glimpse from the light of her neshama that is hiding in the universe. And if this wife will remove her shield, he'll be able to see the universe in a completely different eyes. That means this wife, her neshama is so big that we need to understand in the front of who we're standing. But if we think that we understand the front of this body and this lady with the clothing next to you that you get married, Chachamim already warned us, they said, be careful from the bride. She has another side that you never saw. Don't get too close. Any question? That means that Isha means Esh Hashem, the fire of God. When the husband gets too close, you need to know, King Solomon called it in Shir HaShirim, he said, Achoti, Rayati, Yonati, Tamati. The husband first, he need to make his wife his sister. If you know how to live with this wife like with his sister, that means that you have first the 2 weeks of separation. These 2 weeks of separation, the husband needs to sustain his relation with his wife like he sustained it with his sister. And if he knows how to separate, he will know how to unite. And then he calls her Rayati. She become to be my wife. And then he call her Yonati. She become to be like my dove. The dove never, ever cheat on his partner. He never switch partner. And if she become to be like my dove, she become to be Tamati, like a whole. We become to be as a one soul, one neshama. So, but if the husband is getting too much involved with his wife, they said, "Al tarbe sicha im aisha." Do not talk to the wife too much. They don't mean not to talk to the wife. They mean that you have things that the wife is controlling. Like you need to make a wedding, let your wife prepare the wedding. She knows exactly how is the wedding supposed to be. To run the house, let your wife run the house. She knows exactly how to run the house. Don't micromanage her. Don't get too close. Leave her alone. Let her do her job. And if you will let her do her job, everything will be perfect. But if you get too close, you get burned. She have another side that you never saw. That means that the kala, as much as she's kala yafa v'chasuda, she is a beautiful kala, she have another side that if you push too much, you can get burned. So don't push too much. Did I answer your question? So, that means that this wife, this cow, when we say wife, we're talking about the Shekhinah. Do not misunderstand that it's anything physicality here. We try to speak only in the language that we human beings understand. To speak in abstract is very hard to understand. So we try to bring it down to the level that so people can understand, but God forbid, nevertheless, do not bring anything into physicality. Everything needs to stay in spirituality. Physicality follow spirituality. She mitzat Shekhinah Elyona, if this cow, she is from the other side, from the Shekhinah Elyona, from the holy present from above, that this is the freedom of the person. That means the same thing, the wife, that she is from the holy presence, she connect to the tree of life, constantly she's shining into this universe, she is pure, the Hainu Mibina, that means she connected to the highest level, Makom she sholetet, where is the Bina is ruling, the Hainu Amalchut, that means that she match face with the Shekhinah, with the Malchut, this lady receiving direct from above, anybody stranger that he is not pure as her, he can die. And the other side cannot pull him. And not in the Satan. And not even the Satan. And lo mashchit, and not any destroyer. ולוח מלך המוות, not even the angel of death can rule there. שהם מצד הגיהנום, that they are from the other side. That means, when this Shekhinah, when she gonna project her light into the universe, the children, nothing can stop this from coming. מאמר המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, the מאמר that is bringing is give the springs to flow into the rivers. ואמר המשלח מעיינים בנחלים וגומר ישקו על חיה על חיתו שקי. ישקו כל חיותו שקי וגומר. מקראות אלו אמר דוד המלך ברוח הקודש. That King David said this in the רוח הקודש, ישקו כל חייתו שקי, שיש להסתכל בהם, you need to look into that. בואו ראה בשעה שהחוכמה העליונה בתש בחקיקותיו, when Hashem shine with the wisdom above and he engrave everything in this universe. דהיינו בעת שהחוכמה והבינה העליונים נזדווגו, that means that above and below, the חוכמה and the בינה above got united. ועל פי שחוכמה העליונה היא נסתר שבכל הנסתרות, that even though that the חוכמה above, this is hidden from every, from anything that hidden in the universe, more than that. כי בחוכמה ובין העליונים שהם אבא ואמא אלאים, that means the חוכמה הבינה from above, that they are the mother and father from above. אין היוד יוצא מהאוויר. The יוד doesn't get out from the air. הוא פתח ונמשך ממנו נהר אחד. God open and he bring one river from this place. מלא בשערים עליונים, that he open it with a lot of gates from above. That's Bina. דהיינו ישראל סבו ותבונה, that mean he bring all the light from above. בהם יוצאת היוד מאוויר ומושפע מהם חוכמה וחסדים. From this situation that God opened one door, the Yud are raising up from the air, and this is where is the Chokhmah and the Chassadim come to this universe. What does it tell you, Nasir? The Chokhmah, God take and He create the universe. He engraved the universe with the Chokhmah. Lev Netivot Chokhmah. 32 part of the Chokhmah God created the universe. That this is the hidden of hidden. For to be able to shine it to the universe, the unity between Chokhmah and Bina, the Zivug is constant all the time. We have one limitation that he's saying here, Rabbeinu, that between the unity between Chokhmah and Bina, the Yud never get released. What is this Yud that we're talking about? So if you take the Avir, Avir, it's air. When you raise the Yud, Hevel Havalim Amar Kohelet. Kohelet say it's all Hevel. What is Hevel? Is the air that coming from somebody's mouth. This is Hevel. He say, if the Yetzara catch you, drag him to the Bet HaMidrash. If the Yetzara take you, take him to the place of Torah. The only thing that we cannot survive, that we cannot survive without, is avir, is air. We are all breathing the same air. They say avir ad eretz Yisrael machkim, the air of the eretz Yisrael make us smarter. So what is this about the avir that we are all? This is the entire universe survive only from the avir, that we are all breathing the same air. And that's the era of the Chokhmah. When people speak Torah, Leshem Shamayim, this Avir, God created the universe, and when He gave us the Ten Commandments, the Ten Verse, the Ten Ma'amarot, He starts with, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. Anochi start with Aleph. The first letter of the alphabet, it's Aleph. Aleph built from Vav, Yud and Yud. Yud above and Yud below. The Vav is the Zir and Pin is the Torah. The Yud above is the Yud Kevavke. The Yud below is the Yud of the Yehudi. When a person speaks Torah Leshem Shamayim, he elevates the Yud below to the Yud above, through the Torah, when he speaks Torah. So he's saying here, the Zivug between Chochmah and Bina, this is such a high level there, that is no Yud been released. How can you elevate anything? Because when you take the Avir, the air, and you elevate the Yud up, we left with light. We want to shine to the universe. He said, God make one opening, one river, that He opened for us, that this river gave us many gates. That's the 10 spherot that come in all from Israel, Sabu, Tzuna, from Atika Kadisha, coming back to the Chochmah, to Bina. And what do we see? We see the 7 spherot below. We have no understanding in this wisdom of Hashem, the Keter, Chochmah and Bina. But we see in the body the results of that. That means, when you look at the projector in a movie theater, the projector getting light out of him. We cannot see the movie by the projector, but we can see the movie on the screen. When a person speaks Torah Leshem Shamayim, the Avir, that he elevate the Yud of the Avir because he speaks the Torah Leshem Shamayim, this Yud rise up, and whatever left is the light. And this light that we shine into the universe, when the husband shines on the wife, this light, that's the movie that the people see. She gets pregnant, and then she brings beautiful child into the universe. That means when we have Avir, that the Yud been released, and you have Avir that the Yud cannot be released. Before it should be released, it needs to be in a place that cannot be released. It needs to be in the mind. The unity between husband and wife needs to be with love. What does the love mean? The love means when a person can walk the distance from his brain to his heart. That's the biggest span of the universe. How far is that? Endless. Unless you're facing each other. When the people have face to face, shine to each other, west and east are very close. But when they are back to back to each other, west and east are very far. So when we are talking about here, when a person does something Leshem Shamayim, and he been willing to walk the distance from his head to his heart, to love this wife, so when he unite with her, when the releasing of this air, of this avir that he have, everything in the universe will shine. And he be able to shine to the universe with chesed. This chokhmah of him become to be a chesed to the world. And then the blessing of the wife is from the husband. The same thing, everything in the universe, when a person does things, before he does it, in the physicality, he have it in spirituality to be able to sustain only Leshem Shamayim, only for God reason. Everything else will shine and nothing else can interfere in the middle. המשיל עניין זה של אבא ואמא אילאין וישראל סבו תזונה. He bring the parable here that the אבא and אמא from above, that they are Chochmah and Bina, and bring the Atika Kadisha that call Israel Sabu Dvuna, when he bring it down the light, Kmo Maboa Umekor Maim, he said that this is like an offspring that constantly run in water. הממלא אגם גדול, that this offspring can be able to fill up a big leg. ומשם, מן האגם, from this leg, נמשכים מבואים ונחלים ונערות לכל צד. From this leg are building river and offspring and other things that starting from this leg. To all, to every direction. ימין, שמאל. כך זה אבא ואימא וישראל סבו ותבונה. That this is what they mean, a mother and a father, and when they bring the Shekhinah down into the universe. בשביל דק אחד שלא נודע, for one light that we do not know, דהיינו בזיווג היסודות, the אבא ואימא, that means when they are unite this mother and father in the foundation, אילאין שהם בלתי נודעים, that means that nobody know, that's if, when you love somebody, it's in your chokhmah and bina, it's in your mind, in your heart, to love somebody is no understanding, nobody know, it's only in you. שבהם אין היוד יוצאת מהאוויר, that this yud doesn't release to go into the air, because as soon as you love somebody, is no word to be able to describe this love. נמשך ויוצא אותו הנהר הנמשך ויוצא מן העדן, this river that come and getting out from heaven, דהיינו הבינה שיצאה מראש עם ההילאה בעת קטנות וחזרה לראש, that means that this בינה, when it's the עת קטנות, that's the מלכות, that she, that you take the מלכות and you rise her to the level of spirituality of בינה, בעת גדלות, that she went down, that basically she's a מלכות, but she is a שכינה, that she is the בינה, ועל ידי יציאתה וביאה זו, הוא ממלא אותו הנחל העמוק, דהיינו ישראל סבו ומאת, דומה לאגם המים הגדול, המתמלא מן המבוע, והמקור, שהם אבא ואמא אילאים, ומשם נמשכים מבועים ונחלים, לזיר אנפין ומלכות ומתמלאים ממנו בחוכמה וחסדים, וזה שאמר המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, אלו הם הנערות העליונים הקדושים של זיר אנפין של הפרסמון הטהור, כי הם סוד אווירה דחיה, שחסד גבוהה תפארת שצבים מקבלים מאבא ואמא אליים, שהוא הפרסמון בטהור, היינו בן הרים יעלכון, שהם חסד גבורה תפארת דזיר אנפין, הנקראים הרים, ומנו מקבל את המלכות לכולם. זה זיר אנפין ומלכות, שותים כאחד מאותו המבע של נהר העליון הקדוש, הנמשך ויוצא שהוא ישראל סבו תבונה. That means, that's exactly what Rabbi Reuven asked, and he said, how can we be able to unite in a purity way? So he's saying here, when a person love, when the love to Hashem or the love to the wife, the Shir HaShirim bring it as the same love, a parable. When a person love and he be able to, word cannot describe this love. Is no word that you can say in the somebody when you love somebody. Is no word that you can bring this love into understanding that people will understand. That's the reason they said, "Al kol apshayim techase ahava." The love can cover for any sin in the universe. But if it could cover for any sin, it could cover for any purity. When the person loves somebody and he shine to this person, and he only wanted to bring the good to this person, to be able to bring whatever is in his mind and in his heart, and to make the other person happy, he need to take this other person and to elevate him from the physicality of the unity of the physicality to the level of the heart. That means the chesed gvura tiferet, that the chest, we have the heart, between the brain and the heart is only 2 feet space, but this is the big span of the universe. When a person be able to overcome the foreskin of the heart and to love, they say a person need to love his wife like himself, but he need to honor her more than himself. If he be able to take and to have this love, to unite his brain and his heart together, and when he unite with his wife, that he say, Meshalach ma'ani b'nechalim, that he be able to bring the all the light that he have from the cup, that God give him life in this universe, and he be able to connect the chokhmah with bina, that his mind with his heart, And when he unites and he only his interest is to bring the Kedusha of Hashem into this universe, and this offspring that God gave him to be able to influence the universe, he bring with him all the holiness and the Kedusha that coming from above, from Hashem, into his body, and then he be able, what they call it, this is the pure afarsimon, this is the pure fruit into the universe. Kiem avira dadachia, this is the godly air that coming into the universe, and the chesed gvurah tiferet of Zeir Anpin, the chesed gvurah tiferet of the level of the heart of Zeir Anpin, of the male, they get in this light from above, from Abba v'Ima, from the mind and the heart, and when they are pure, this is the sort of arsemonta, this is what when you bring influence this to bring river, a pure river into this universe. The hainu ben harim ya'alechun, that means that between the mountain they walk in, Shem Chesed Gvurah Tiferet, and this is what they call when the Malchut received that. Ku v'kulam, the Zeir Anpin Malchut, shotim ke'echad, they all get blessing from that. The Zeir Anpin, the husband, the male, the female getting blessing, the Shechinah in the universe, everything. Sarah, for this child, was waiting 90 years, she was waiting for that. She was waiting, so the body gonna allow her to bring this kind of child. It was worth it for her to wait 90 years for Yitzchak. Why? So to be able to bring the light of Chokhmah and Bina, of Israel Sabo Dvuna, and to unite and to bring this light into the universe and to create the child like Isaac. It was worth it to wait. V'achar kach, achar sheshatu Zeir Anpin u'Malchut, after the Zeir Anpin u'Malchut unite together and they receive this light, Yashku et cho et kol chayoto shadai. That means they're going to be able to influence everything in the universe, all the limitations they're going to be able to give light to. That means the unity between husband and wife is not only to bring children. All the other animals in the universe can have relation in any direction. A human being, that's the only creature that can have relation face to face. And to face to face, that means it's showing us that the relation between husband and wife is not only for to be able to have a children, is to shine to the environment and to shine to the children. Even the children left the house already long ago, and to shine into the parnasa of the house, and to shine into the shechinah of the to the neighborhood, to the world. They can influence everybody to make the correction of the limitation of the universe that they call Malchut Shakai. To show godliness in everything. The Hainu Shekatumu, Umisham Yipared V'ayah La'arba Rashim, that means from here it's coming and it's separate for four different heads. Elu Arba Rashim Hem Kol Chiyut Shal Shakai, that means these four heads, they are the four heads of the universe. They are the Chayot, Argei Shor, Nesher Adam, that means that they are be able to control the entire universe. The lion, the bull, the eagle, and the human. Shem HaMerkava Shel HaMalchut, this is the royalty chariot of the Malchut. V'hem klal shel kol ha-machanot ve-kol ha-tzvaot ve-bia. That this is the ruling of all the camps and all the army, the forces of Briah, Yetzirah ve-Asiyah. She-achuz ba-hem Shakai, that godliness is in them. Dehainu matat she-nikra Shakai, that means the Sar HaPanim, that is matat, that what you see in the universe, that it's all in limitation. שהוא העליון על כולם, that like Eliezer, ruling everything for Abraham, the same thing מתה, that he is in charge on everything. אל תקרא שקאי, כי אם שין, סמלית כמוצה. Don't call it שקאי, call it שקאי. אלא שקאי, אם שין ימנית פתוחה, שהוא מטל, נוטלי ומשלים בעצמו, באשם, מיסוד העולם, כי שם שקאי, הוא ביסוד Zeir Anpin, הוא מתת להיות מרכבה ליסוד Zeir Anpin, נוטל שם זה. That means that מתת, that limitation that you see in the universe, whatever it shine into the wall, godly, the prism of Hashem that it's coming into the universe, what we see around us, the wall, the floor, the people, the table, this is when the prism of God shine to the universe. And when the light break into this universe, to this atmosphere, it shows limitation, its physicality. And the same thing in everything else. When God come and give us a wife with a body, God forbid, do not understand that this wife is only the body that you see. She has a soul above that is bigger than this universe. And if you unite with this wife and you think that it's only the body or the what you see, you're basically are making a big mistake. That means the universe is so big that it's in the front of you, whatever God put in the front of you in this relation between a husband and wife, that the entire universe could be besimcha, could be besimcha with that. Just from this unity, they could be able to shine to the entire universe. And when a person understands that, that when he bring light into the universe, he'll be able to change the entire world around him and around everybody else. So my Hashem going to bless you that you're going to be able to shine into the universe, that you're going to be able to bring all Kedusha in and to see in everything around us, to see Hashem in every limitation, and to be able to see godliness in every boundary, that when you look at something, try to see God in that, and that's going to be able to rise the entire environment. When Moshe Rabbeinu walked the distance to every Jew, he'd be able to rise them up to the level that he went rise up like a rocket ship to Shamayim. So Hashem is going to bless us. We're going to be able to rise, to be able to rise our wife, our husband, our children, our environment, and to be able to sustain Shechina and godliness in the universe, and to show the good. They said, "Ta'amuru ki tov Hashem, test and see that God is good." If you bring God into everything in your life, you're going to be able to see the good and everything that God gives you around you. And this is what is the offspring, and this is the river that we all need to drink from. And Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to see Mashiach Tzidkenu V'Rabbi Amenu. Amen. Amen.